coming up on episode number 287. Well, we decide to turn the amplifiers up to 11 every once in a while. You just got to rock out with some heavier cover songs. Haven't done this since episode 113, but it's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's January 23rd, 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett, that is, and welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, bringing you the Heavy Metal Cover Song Request Show 2. Actually, this isn't a request show, but the Heavy Metal Cover Show 2. How's that? The first one was way back in episode 113. Every once in a while, I get a request or land on a track that I really like, but it doesn't seem to fit in with the rest of the tracks of the show. Maybe it's heavier, or it's just got kind of a darker style. And so I set it aside into a separate playlist, and every once in a while, looks like every once in a great while, we'll try to do these a little more often than once every 2 years, I pull them out and put together a show full of them. So tonight you're going to hear covers of En Vogue, Pink Floyd, Chris Isaak, and we're going to start off with a cover of a song that most people don't realize is a cover itself. In 1965, The Strangeloves came out with a song called I Want Candy. In the 80s, Bow Wow Wow brought it out and made it popular, more popular, at least for my generation. Here's a cover by a group called Black Metal Box from an album called New Wave with their version of I Want Candy.
Water. I want candy. I want
metal box for the cover. Am I a little early? I guess I was a little early. Black metal box with the cover of I Want Candy. See, there's no doubt that I do this live now, is there? That comes from a CD compilation called Newer Wave. It's a cover of The Strange Loves and Bow Wow Wow. Strange Loves did it originally. Bow Wow Wow made it popular in the 80s. I Want Candy. Opening the show with that, let's go right into something else here. I love this track. This is from the album We're a Happy Family. And of course, it reminds me that I really need to get on the stick and do a Ramones cover show. So while I'm putting that together, let's listen to Blitzkrieg Bop, covered by the one and only Rob Zombie. Chris Isaak's Wicked Game, covered there by Dogs of Winter from their Thumbscrews release last year, has kind of a Dire Straits So Far Away feel in the guitar and the intro and the outro there. Pretty cool. And then right before that, you heard Blitzkrieg Bop by Rob Zombie, a cover of the Ramones, and that comes from the tribute album We're a Happy Family. Okay, well, I know I'm going to get some flack for putting this next one on the heavy metal cover show. It's not quite heavy metal. It's certainly, actually, not even not quite. It isn't heavy metal. It's more along the the ska lines, like Me First and the Gimme Gimmes, which is, you know, heavy, but not metal. It's a cover from, of all places, the soundtrack to the movie Sky High. It's a cover of The English Beat. It's Save It for Later, performed here by Flashlight Brown.
Seven season rotting through, but what can you do? I don't know how I'm meant to act with all of you. Sometimes I don't try a jest. Now, 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 stupid reasons why we should suffer for this. Don't bother trying to explain them. Just hold my hand while I come to a decision on it. To a decision on it. Save it for later. Run away, run away. Save it for later.
beside the fire. Far away, across the fields, tolling of the iron bell calls the faithful to their knees to hear the softly spoken magic spell.
A track that would have been great on my covered Side of the Moon album cover last year. That's Time by Wrathchild America, originally by Pink Floyd. You can, I'm not sure where you can find that because it was a submission. I think I've got a note on it, though. Sorry. No, it was a request by James Colbert. Thank you, James, for suggesting that one. Before that, you heard Save It For Later by Flashlight Brown from the Sky High soundtrack. That's a cover of the English Beat, and it, you could find that on the Sky High soundtrack that came out in 2005. My God, I'm all twisted up here. All right, well, let's untwist with a cover. Yeah, a cover of En Vogue. this is a great track. The band actually got in touch with me, sent me this. It's from... Well, the album is listed as the Kirk Kelsey Sessions. It's a cover of En Vogue's Don't Let Go, and the band's name is Deep Field.
saw a girl brought to life. She was warm, she came around like she was dignified. She showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that girl I adore. You don't seem to know or seem to care what your heart is for. I don't know her anymore. There's nothing where she used to lie. My conversation has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing's fine at all. I'm all out of pain. This is how I feel. Cold and I'm ashamed. Lying naked on the floor. Illusion never changed into something real.
Thanks to Patrick Simone from Germany for sending that one in. That's Torn, and the band's name is Torn also. It's from a promo CD from a German independent rock label, which doesn't exist anymore. Before that, you heard Don't Let Go by Deep Field. Awesome, awesome cover. Absolutely making it their own. You don't even sense a taste of In Vogue in that one. And that's a submission from the artists themselves. Thank you guys for sending that in. Well, it's an odd thing, but on a Tuesday night, I've actually got Tina joining me.
Yep, it is odd. But I was torn to be down here.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really bad.
I know.
Okay, you're done.
Okay. Never again on a Tuesday.
I'm looking for a new partner for Musically Challenged. Please just send your email to nomoretina@coverville.com.
Yeah, and you're going to have an ornery co-host if you do that.
All right. Well, we have a Musically Challenged tonight because I am going to be out of town next Sunday, so I won't be able to do a Coverville or a Musically Challenged on Sunday night for the, or an all-request show for that matter. So rather than let these things continue to pile up in my inbox, let's get another one of them taken care of here. This is Lockjaw, the podcast junkie, and here's his Musically Challenged.
Hello, Brian.
Hey.
Hello, Tina.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, how did you guys get in here? Oh, I swear I can't go anywhere without them following me around. Anyway, this is Lockjaw, the host of the podcast Junkie, back to torture you with more Musically Challenged. This is going to be really simple. All I'm going to do is play a song, and you identify the name of the song and the artist. Ready? Here we go.
Like these easy ones, huh?
Yes.
What? What's that? Yeah, of course I'm not going to make it that easy.
Oh.
What I'm going to do is play a split second of sound for each song. Now, each one of these songs is readily identifiable by the unique instrument or sound that is used.
I got to jump in here. That was totally unplanned, but we fell right into his trap.
Yes, we did.
All right, then.
So, you ready?
Yep.
Here we go. Number one.
Okay.
Oh.
I know that one.
What is it?
There we go.
Man, that was fast. Okay.
I love that.
Sorry, I've got to go through the song in my head.
How long is it going to take you to sing it
in your head? I don't know. I can't think of who it is or the name of it, sorry.
It's the Hooters.
Yeah.
And We Danced. And
yes,
the name
yes,
of that instrument, I think, is a melodica.
Oh,
I'm not
okay.
sure. I'm not totally sure. But you blow into it and you play the keys almost like a like an accordion, except instead of the instrument moving in and out to provide air, you're actually providing the air. And I think that's where they got the name Hooters, is that's the nickname for that particular instrument.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So if you're full of hot air, it's going to be a great instrument for you.
Look at you with all the jokes tonight.
I know.
Wow. Maybe you should... you know, go take Rich Little's place at the press correspondence dinner at the White House.
Yeah, well, I'm a little more ornery after work, so.
I guess
Sundays
so.
I'm more relaxed.
I see.
And mellow.
All right, let's continue.
Okay.
Number two.
Whoa. I think I know
what?
It, but I'm going to.
Do it again. Sorry.
Pay attention. Quit doing your email.
Fine.
Yeah.
Oh, but what is that called? I don't know.
No way. Come on. George Thorogood and the Destroyers. They use it in every frickin' movie preview.
Yeah, I know.
Bad to the Bone?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number three.
Okay.
Oh, shoot. What is it? It's the guy, Traveling Wilburys?
Oh, no, but you're very close.
Yeah.
I know what you're thinking.
Okay, I don't know.
The Blues Traveler.
Okay, yeah.
Very good, though. Yeah. It's John Popper's harmonica.
Yeah.
And that is Runaround.
Okay.
Hey, Brian and Tina, I'm going to play each one of those sounds one more time by themselves, and then you can hit the pause button, talk about your answers, and start it back up to see if you're right. So let's see how you did.
Number one.
And that, of course, was the Hooters with And We Danced.
Cool. One for one so far.
Number two.
The nurse spoke up, so leave this
two for
and
two.
That is lonesome.
It's like my whole
bad the ball.
Last but not least,
number three.
Blues Traveler with John Popper on the harmonica with Runaround. So how did you do? I'm guessing that you made this way too easy and you went three for three. Anyway, thanks for letting me take your microphone and doing this musical.ly challenge for you. And stop by the podcastjunkie.com. Give my show a listen. It's the podcast all about podcasts. Hey, we'll see you later, guys.
Thanks, Locked. I love that format, like that that style of musical.ly challenge. So definitely feel free to keep those up. It reminds me of a game that my uncle and I used to play while we had a long drive somewhere. We had one of those old style radios that when you push the button, like those actual physical buttons that stuck out from the radio, the car radio.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
And when you
that.
Push one of those in, another one would pop out. On each one was set to a specific station.
Yeah.
And so what we'd do is we'd drive down and he'd go bam, 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 bam through all five stations that he had programmed in there real fast. And I'd have to name the songs.
That's where you get it from, is your early childhood.
Yes.
My goodness. Wow.
Oh, yeah, that's
that
awesome.
Opens my mind.
It does it now. All right.
It doesn't surprise me, though.
No, I didn't think so. All right, well, that is going to do it for tonight's edition of Coverville, the cover heavy metal cover show, too.
Yes.
Thank you, Tina, for joining me.
You're welcome.
And if you want to get in touch with me, you can do it by emailing me, coverville@gmail.com, or calling me at 206-222-2683 or 222-206. One more time, 206-222-COVER. See, you maybe you're more relaxed on Sundays feisty after work. I'm like brain dead. Or you can post a message on the weblog or the blog. That's what all the hip kids are calling it. Or on the forums at coverville.com. That's it. I need a drink. We will be back. Let's see. I'm going to try and do a Thursday show right before I leave for Las Vegas. By the way, if you're in Las Vegas, you want to meet for a drink, shoot me an email at the email address I just gave you, and maybe we'll see about doing a meetup kind of thing out there. But until Thursday, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. Have a good night. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. Contact me for sponsorship information. And bandwidth for Coverville is provided by Cachefly. CacheFly.com.